Welcome to DM a Dentist, your friendly neighborhood podcast, where Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike are here to make dental care approachable for everyone. Because everyone deserves a healthy smile without the fear.
Well, last week we filmed our first episode, and so we're finally up and running.
I love it.
I know. It's super exciting. I can't believe that we're actually doing it.
Episode two.
Number two. We're here. Thanks for everyone for tuning in again. We're super excited to have you back and have you listening again to us.
Yeah. Stoked. Let's get into it.
Let's talk. So Mike, did you see that article recently? It was about a dentist in Minnesota who was performing, it was a bunch of dentistry kind of in one visit. And it's kind of an unfortunate setting where it turned out where I guess the patient is filing a lawsuit on this dentist now, I saw. And I guess the patient had a bunch of crowns, bunch of fillings, just a bunch of dental work done at the same visit. Did you see anything about this?
I did see that. In the title of the article makes it seem very scary. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those like, you know, catchy articles that is a headline grab, you know, wants to say, you know, dentists did a bunch of negligent work. And again, we'll start just by saying we don't know any of the details about this specific case.
Right.
As far as the treatment that was done, we've not seen any of the x-rays or clinical notes or anything at all. And so we really don't know the specific details about it.
All we have is the article.
Yeah.
The articles.
Right. One of the articles that we're talking about, we'll link in the show notes of this podcast episode. So if you want to see exactly what the article is and what the claims are, you can see that there in our show notes.
So let's start from the beginning. It's not uncommon for us to do multiple procedures in one visit. Like that's very common for us, right? Wouldn't you say that?
For sure. And actually sometimes it can benefit the patient to have more than one thing done at a time.
And I would say 99% of the time the patient asks for it.
Right. Yeah.
So they don't want to come back.
Right.
They want to do it all at once. We're not going to talk about, is this too much to do in an appointment? That's not really what this is about. We're more so wanting to talk about, do we do a lot of dentistry in one appointment and how do we do it?
Right.
And how do we do that?
And there's ways to do it. And I think a lot of times it actually benefits you as the patient to have more than one tooth worked on at a time. Let's say you need three cavities filled in one area of your mouth. It can be really beneficial to get all of those teeth fixed at one time so that you're only having to come to the dentist one time and see me and get numb in that area one time.
Yeah.
Oftentimes when we numb a single tooth, it also gets the surrounding teeth a little bit numb as well. And so it's, you know, less anesthetic, less needles.
It's easier for everyone.
So it's not at all uncommon to have a lot of work done, like this article, you know, claims was done, and like the patient is claiming. And so it's not necessarily a bad thing that the amount of dentistry was done. Now, as far as the specifics of this case, again, we don't know the details of it. But there's definitely ways, and for an anxious person or someone who is afraid of coming to the dentist, let's say you don't like coming a lot to the dentist, it can save you a trip down into the space and
knock out multiple things at once.
Yeah, right.
And I think that, you know, what we offer in today's modern dentistry, which is sedation, is something that is great. I mean, we can do a lot of dentistry at one time. Even me, like when I got dental work done, it was nice to get four fillings done at one time versus doing one and coming back, one coming back. Right. And the way to make it easier is we offer certain levels of sedation. So today, let's talk a little bit about that. Sound good?
Yeah, I love it.
Cool.
I mean, I think that's a perfect segue because last time we talked a little bit about, you know, some of the comfort items that we have in our practice for patients that are maybe just a little bit nervous or a little anxious to have things done. You know, those things we talked about like noise canceling headphones, the essential oils, the weighted blankets, things of that nature. But for people that are maybe a little bit more anxious, you know, maybe they have a moderate or even severe level of stress or anxiety when they think about getting dental work done. What are the options for people in that scenario?
Yeah. So people that are very anxious per se, well, let's actually start from the beginning. So minimal anxious, things like that, we offer nitrous, right? Laughing gas, common in pediatrics. So children use that.
Right.
Laughing gas kind of takes the edge off a bit. I would say it's like smoking a joint, right? You get a little relaxed, nothing crazy. And then an hour or two, the dental procedure is over. The good thing about nitrous is once we turn it off, it's done. You breathe it out, it's the end, right?
Yeah.
So you don't need a driver.
Right.
other than nitrous, we have two other options. The second being
oral sedation. So that's when you would take like a pill. Think of it like basically a Xanax or a Valium. So this drug class is something that's an anxiolytic. So basically it lowers your anxiety or reduces your stress. And so that's called oral sedation. For that, that's a pill that you need to take. Typically you take that 1 hour before the appointment. And you'll take that. The one thing with this is it is a controlled substance. Like we mentioned last time, you do have to have a responsible adult to come with you to the appointment, to take care of you, help drive you to and from the appointment and make sure that you stay safe.
And I would say the issue with this is typically people that are anxious are already on some sort of drug in this class.
Right.
So their response to it is not as much.
For sure.
Right. So they'll take it and they're like, I don't feel anything. So then we often are thinking like, how can we make someone like that feel a little more comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
So we add on another tier, which, so we've started with nitrous. That's like a little sedative, nothing crazy. Then we move on to like an oral sedative. You take a pill before. Sometimes we have a patient bring another pill with them, kind of add to the effect.
Mm-hmm.
Now the third option is we combine nitrous and an oral sedative.
Right.
And I think that's the best like happy spot. Would you agree?
I would. And that's called minimal sedation, is at least in the state of Oregon. Minimal sedation is that combination of a single oral pill combined with the laughing gas that you breathe in through a nose, little nose piece that you go throughout the procedure. So that's called minimal sedation. And a lot of dentists, general dentists, are, you know, permitted to do minimal sedation. There are, of course, deeper levels, things like IV sedation or actual general anesthesia where you're completely asleep. Where, you know, a lot of times you'll see a surgeon or a specialist, someone with a little bit more sedation anesthesia abilities than a typical general dentist would have. But kind of the gamut for general dentists is either every time you're going to get local anesthetic regardless. So you're always going to be numb in the area that we're working. And then you can do absolutely nothing. You can do the comfort items from noise canceling headphones and weighted blankets. You can do the laughing gas, which is a little nose piece that hangs over your nose. You can take a pill. Or you can do a pill combined with the nitrous, the laughing gas. It's kind of the level.
And I would say that works for the majority of people.
Right.
And if it doesn't, then we move on to like, you know, people are like, I want to be out cold. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that's scary. But it's we don't really like to do that for the first stop because they're the risk factor once you move from what we do, which is like minimal sedation, to something where you're not, I mean, so twilight sedation is not a big deal. It's like IV sedation, also pretty safe in terms of profile if you have a provider that knows what they're doing. But when we look into like general anesthesia, the risk of general anesthesia is too high, in my opinion, for some dental work. Now, if we're doing a lot of dental work and it's just not possible, there are certain cases. But typically, we like to try an oral sedative with nitrous first. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, if it doesn't work for that patient or if they need or desire a deeper level, then we'll cross that bridge. But oftentimes, that level is definitely going to get you there. But, you know, I know that this all can sound a little bit scary and confusing. So maybe we could just talk a little bit more about, like, what to expect, like, as a patient. What would you expect for a patient to feel? Let's say they opt for that minimal sedation level. So they're going to take a pill and do some laughing gas. What would you explain that to feel like to a patient?
Yeah, so that's great because we had a DM recently from Jesse. And Jesse asks, can you talk about what to expect when I come in for dental work and I have sedation?
Okay,
perfect. So, Jesse, hello. Thanks for listening. What can you expect? So basically what happens is the appointment prior is when we'll talk about what we're going to do. We'll go through like informed consent, paperwork, things like that. And you'll kind of know the procedure that's happening and then you'll know what to do the night before. So typically, I mean, we're not putting you under general anesthesia, but we like you to maintain your normal diet, but nothing crazy. So I tell people not to eat past 10 if the appointment is going to be at like 9 a.m., right? Mm-hmm. Just so, you know, we're maintaining normalcy. So then you'll come in, so you'll take one pill 1 hour before your appointment. So when you get to your dental appointment, you're not gonna feel like you think you should feel, which is like knocked out cold, right? You're gonna be like relaxed, but you're not gonna be relaxed, right? You're still gonna be more cognizant.
You won't be asleep from this pill. A lot of people, when we talk about minimal sedation, they think, oh my goodness, I'm gonna come into the office and I'm just gonna be completely asleep and I'm not gonna know anything going on. We wanna make that really clear. With a minimal sedation, something like a pill and laughing gas, you're going to be awake. You're still able to open your mouth, turn your head, open, close, bite down, listen and hear what's going on. But you're much more comfortable and relaxed.
Right. And I would say people do fall asleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you breathe on your own. That's the big difference. Right. You maintain your own airway. I'm not breathing for you. Obviously, if you go too deep, we have to, but that's very rare.
Yeah.
So you breathe on your own, which is good. We want that. But the good thing about oral sedation with nitrous is there's like a sedative effect in terms of like you won't, we have a lot of people that don't remember what happened, right. Which is great. That's what we want, right? So you kind of respond during the appointment, and sometimes we get people that are a bit disgruntled, right? Like just with what's going on. But the next appointment, like we do like a 1 week post-op, they don't remember what happened, which is great. That's what we want.
So Jesse, that's what I'd say to expect for you is, you know, you can go in expecting to be awake and conscious, but much more comfortable and relaxed. You'll still be guided through your dental clinic by the assistants, the team members. The dentist or a team member should stay with you throughout the entirety of the appointment, the whole time you're in the dental visit. That's really important that someone stays by your side and monitors you. The way that we do it, if I have a patient that's minimally sedated, we have a blood pressure cuff on them, and we're monitoring every 15 minutes, as well as monitoring the pulse ox, O2 oxygen levels in the blood. And so all that's being monitored throughout the appointment. But really just expect it to be a dental visit that you're much more comfortable and relaxed at. And you know, start with that, the pill, and add in the laughing gas on top of that. And most people are going to be very comfortable and honestly, very sleepy. Not asleep, but
sleepy.
And
I mean, for the rest of the day, you're going to be tired.
Yeah.
So that's why with the oral sedative, the pill, and with oral sedative with nitrous, you have to have a driver. We require the driver to be within the like 1 mile area of our office. Right. We used to not let them leave the office, but now we allow that until that gets messed up again. But your driver has to be with you. Then they accompany you home. And it's nice to have someone on your side when you get home. Take care of you if you need anything, because you're going to be out of it. I mean, you're not going to feel great. You'll just be relaxed, too relaxed.
Well, and you know, these are great options. Again, not everyone needs this. Not everyone needs any level of sedation, but it can definitely be really helpful for people that are afraid. That are fearful. And, you know, I think we had another DM from another patient who messaged and reached out to us, Amelia. She had sent us in a question on our Instagram and said, "I know I need a lot of dental work done, but can't seem to overcome the fear of making an appointment." I think that's probably really common for a lot of people. They know they need to come into the dentist. They might even be in pain or have a something chipped or broken or stained that they really want a specific area looked at, but they're afraid to make the appointment or can't seem to do it.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, Amelia has said. So what would your advice for her be, Mike?
See, that's hard because you're talking about a new patient appointment. So again, we do have patients that come in, and whether that's their primary care or their psychiatrist or whatever, they get a sedative on board. Right. So like lorazepam, something like that, to get to the appointment. I would prefer that patient or Amelia call and we talk on the phone first, kind of become comfortable with one another. And then if you make that appointment where you need an exam or something, we don't need to do treatment that day. Right. You just kind of come in, meet me, meet the office, see the team and go from there. Yeah. And then with treatment appointments, we can look into some sort of sedation. Like we talked about the three options.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to do it.
No, I think that sounds great. I mean, sedation is certainly an option for that first appointment, but ideally if we can avoid it, it's better because then you'll be fully aware of what's going on. And, and you know, if there are any problems in your mouth, we can talk about it while you're fully aware and conscious so that, you know, we can get that true understanding of what's going on in your mouth and really, you know, get on the same page as far as what treatment might need to be done.
And you can't, it's hard if you come in sedated because I can tell you what's going on, but you can't do any consents. So you have to at least come in again to do consents. Right. So then it's just adding another appointment.
Sure.
And that consent appointment, you can't be sedated.
Yeah.
So but, I just...
I was going to say, just know that if you can at least come to that first appointment, get the exam done, get the set of x-rays, you don't have to get your teeth cleaned or do any poking or prodding or anything really scary necessarily. Although I know coming to the dentist in and of itself can be really fearful for a lot of people, but just know that there are options for the actual treatment as far as various levels of sedation and different comfort things that we can do. And that our goal is to keep you as comfortable and as safe as possible.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, yeah.
So Amelia and Jesse, thank you for your questions. Hopefully you answered them.
Yeah. And also just know that like the two of you are not at all alone in this. I mean, being afraid of the dentist, I think is super common and super
too common.
It's too common. And it's unfortunate that I guess that stigma of, you know, being afraid of the dentist is so common and so popular in our society and throughout a majority of the world, really. Yeah. It's not just the US, but
we're paying for the sins of our forefathers.
All the previous dentists. I mean, I've heard so many times, you know, when I was a kid, you know, my dentist did it with no anesthetic and I wasn't numb and I told them I would feel things and they would hold me down. Or I had a patient say my dentist held me down and pulled my hair when I was a kid, and would, you know, there's the papoose boards where they strap kids in and things like that can be terrifying to
hear. When you first start, you're like, okay, dramatic. But when every patient says the same thing, dentistry must have been trash 50 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, and I mean, it's not that those dentists 50 years ago probably had malintentions. They were just working with the best thing they had available to them at the time. And
which is not painless.
Modern
dentist.
Medicine is better. And I will say what we do is not painless now. Some things we do definitely hurt. So I'll be honest with you. It's some of my job. I have to do some kind of painful things to get you treated and get you fixed. But we can make it much more painless and a much easier process than it used to be.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So, and it's so common to hear things that maybe start from your childhood that was a bad experience you had, or perhaps their parents had a bad childhood or a lifetime experience with a dentist, and those things can get passed down. And so it's super, super common to be afraid of the dentist and to have these fears and anxieties. So just know if you're that type of patient, you're not alone in that.
Yeah, I would say, I know this is not helpful now, but if you are raising a kid, this might be helpful. But like Amelia and Jesse, with children, when they come into the dental office, a couple of things we hear is like the parents like, oh, you're being so brave, or I know this is scary, or mommy's scared too. Though, like that type of rhetoric is what is causing a generation of children to be scared. They're not scared until you tell them to be scared, right? It doesn't have to be a scary place. And I feel like if you present it that way, then that instills fear.
Right. I mean, the child, I think, oftentimes is going to be a little uneasy because it's a new environment, a new place. They're meeting a new person. There's all these things around them they don't understand. But if, as a parent, you can try to just say positive things about the dentist before you bring your kid in, rather than instill these negative thoughts, it can be, you know, potentially really helpful.
Yeah. Encouragement to the child, engagement with the child, and excitement. If you make it exciting, I'm already trying to make it exciting.
Yeah.
Then if everyone's excited, I think it'll go really well. So that's the hope.
Yeah.
And I love it when kids come in when they're 1 year old, like a happy visit.
Right.
Kid comes in with mom, dad.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's mom, dad, grandma, sister, everyone. So it's great. And the, you know, you get the kid used to everything and they're just like, this is what the dental office is like.
Right.
We can discuss like bottle feeding, just like every step nutrition. Like that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's exciting. That gets kids kind of excited to be there.
And as they get older and older, you know, kids get more and more used to it, and we can do more and more of these happy visits, you know, getting to the point where you can, like, put a mirror in their mouth, let them hold a mirror, kind of spray some air or water on them or around the room, just doing fun things, right? Like, when I do an exam with a kid, I have these, like, pink and blue heart-shaped glasses that I wear, just kind of, like, little fun things like that that help.
Yeah.
And not that I do that with my adult patients, but
I will
when
you want me to,
we'll put on the heart shades. Just let us know. but we will definitely do things to keep you more comfortable and keep you more relaxed. And, you know, that's our ultimate goal, is to get you through this treatment as quickly and as safely as possible and keeping you the most comfortable you can throughout it. Because let's be honest, it's not super fun to be at the dentist.
I think it is. I'm there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh. and yeah, I mean, anything unknown is scary. So a lot of times you're going to the dentist, you don't know what to expect or what's going on. And that's what Mike and I want to be here. We want to be that resource to help you just know what to expect with any dentistry or anything going on with your mouth or your health.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's very important. Kind of like if the unknown becomes known, there's less fear involved. So,
right.
And that's kind of fun. Yeah. So that's why we're here.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We're here to help y'all make dentistry more fun, more approachable.
All righty. We will. Bye now.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of DM a Dentist, brought to you by Dose of Dental. And thank you for your interest in improving your oral health. If you'd like your questions answered by Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike, visit us at doseofdental.com or DM us on Instagram at Your Daily Dose of Dental.